Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. Luke chapter 7, verses 36 to 50. Now one of the Pharisees invited Jesus to have dinner with him, so he went to the Pharisee's house and reclined at the table. When a woman who had lived a sinful life in that town learned that Jesus was eating at the Pharisee's house, she brought an alabaster jar of perfume, and as she stood behind him at his feet weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears. Then she wiped them with her hair, kissed them, and poured perfume on them. When the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would know who is touching him, and what kind of woman she is, that she is a sinner." Jesus answered him, "Simon, I have something to tell you." "Tell me, teacher," he said. "Two men owed money to a certain moneylender. One owed him 500 denarii, and the other 50. Neither of them had the money to pay him back, so he canceled the debts of both. Now which of them will love him more?" Simon replied, "I suppose the one who had the bigger debt canceled." "You have judged correctly," Jesus said. Then he turned toward the woman and said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I came into your house. You did not give me any water for my feet, but she wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You did not give me a kiss, but this woman from the time I entered has not stopped kissing my feet. You did not put oil on my head, but she has poured perfume on my feet. Therefore I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven, for she loved much. But he who has been forgiven little loves little." Then Jesus said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." The other guests began to say among themselves, "Who is this who even forgives sins?" Jesus said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." Quite a cast of characters. A Pharisee, a prostitute, and Jesus. The Pharisees were a religious political party that emphasized the authority of the written Old Testament scriptures. But they also believed that God had revealed additional details to Moses on Mount Sinai about ways that various laws were to be applied in daily life. This they called oral tradition. The Pharisees were known for their very strict observance of the nitpicky nuances that they added to God's law. They insisted that those who wanted to remain in good standing with God had to follow their regulations. As you can well imagine, Jesus and the Pharisees were often at odds. He frequently condemned their self-righteous hypocrisy, saving some of his sharpest rebukes for the way they burdened the souls of God's people with rules that not even they were able to keep. Jesus told a parable of two debtors. One owed a money lender 500 denarii and the other 50. A denarius was a day's wages at the time. Neither had the money to pay him back, so he graciously forgave the debt of both. "So, Simon," Jesus asked, "which loved the man more?" "I suppose the one who was forgiven more," he replied. He was clever enough to know where Jesus was about to go. You see, because Simon didn't think he needed God's forgiveness, he didn't even extend the common courtesies of the day to Jesus, his invited guest, and Jesus called him on it. But the woman knew what she had done and failed to do. She had lived an immoral life, overwhelmed with guilt, overcome by her shame. She came. She wet Jesus' feet with penitent tears, wiped them dry with her hair, kissed them in humble adoration, and anointed them with fragrant perfume. She knew Jesus was her Savior, her only hope of pardon and peace. Jesus accepted her unassuming devotion and told smug Simon, "I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven, for she loved much. But he who has been forgiven little loves little." Then Jesus said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." Jesus Christ is your Savior too. On the cross he secured your pardon and put you at peace with God. At Easter's empty tomb he proved the point that because he lives, heaven's gates stand wide open for you. Believe it or not, what will it be? Will you be like Simon, the hardened hypocrite? Or will you be like the penitent woman who reverently worshipped at Jesus' feet? Jesus told her, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." Jesus, assure me of your forgiveness, that I may live in peace with God. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.